Morning, how you doing?
I'm just doing very well. We're going to do today, chapter 2, is finish off the two tasting that we started on yesterday, maybe we finished it on the next basis, and then I'd like to do Chazara together, going through the last five cases to get them clear, to make sure we know all the different cases and the last few minutes between them. And today, if you have a pen and paper or a laptop, however you want to work it out, for when we do the cases, you can make a note of them and get it clear. And let's just finish. First, the sugar we were learning yesterday, the shadow we were learning yesterday. So we use on the base. The Gemara discussed if you placed the chometz in one corner and you found it in another corner. So what's the halacha? So we said it's a machlokes. And what does that mean? According to Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that if you mislaid an axe and you found it somewhere else, we assume you just forgot about what you're doing. You thought you placed it in one place, but you really placed it in the other place. So therefore, if that's what happened, then you never lost it. And the whole house is sorry, that's the chushes that some of the atomic came in. But the Rabbanan held, no, since the kardam was found, since the axe was found in a different place, we have to suspect that somebody else came in the house and was with some of the whole house. So if we plug that into the atomic, so the way we saw in Rashi, the chat was like this. According to him, since you placed comments in one corner, you found them in another corner, we just say that you're forgetful. And really, you placed this comments down in the corner, you found it. It was never lost. So there's no reason to suspect that the comments became lost, and therefore the comments, that what you found is what was lost, and you can burn it. And your house is tired. Your house is bothered. You don't need to do any more than Zika. That means even though Shimon ben Gamliel is a shitto holds, that comments that gets lost and is found, you can't assume that what was lost, but here nothing was lost, and therefore you can be made. And here's what we were learning at the end of yesterday's shir. What do Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan say if you find chometz in one place and you thought you left it in a different place, then what you found is not what was lost. Not what was lost. Why? The Rashi says, because the Masjid al-Akhbar moved it from place A to place B, so you have to be worried that maybe there's more chometz in the house. Akhbar brought in different chometz, or what you found is not what you lost is somewhere else in the house. So that's just as Rabbanan here. So Rabbanan here holds that if you find chometz in a different corner, you have to be worried that what you found is not what you lost. So here comes the thesis which we were trying to work out yesterday, which we worked out yesterday. Isn't this a steer in Shittas Chachamim? Isn't this a steer to Shittas Chachamim? Chachamim holds that we learned earlier. Chachamim holds that if you lost something and you searched out and you found something, you can assume what you lost is what you found is what you lost. You can assume that. That's Shittas Chachamim. So why here, with an Akhbar that took comments from place A to place B, why over here do we say that what you find in place B is not what was originally in place A, and there might be more comments still in the house? Isn't that a contradiction between the opinion of, in the opinion of the Chachamim? That was the question of Tesis, right, Yossi? Question of Tesis, see it in the Chachamim. There earlier he said, if you go into the house and you find what you find from it, you can assume what you find is what you lost.
It was
a case where you saw mouse big comments in the house. You went into the house afterwards to check for the comments.
You only arrived at that in the third case. The third case was
10 to 9. No. Some. All of all that, Ashka.
I don't know about that, but there wasn't a data of Rabbanan that was mentioned.
There was.
It's
Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon
ben Gamliel. Yes. I'm saying, he's from third case, which was the case of 10 to 9, if I'm not mistaken. We said that teaching us what the Shita of Rabbanan are in case number 1. And now we're going to get into
it. Yeah, not exactly like that.
No,
not exactly like that. You're right in speaking out like that, because that's how we did yesterday in the shir. It could be not like to say about that.
About
a moist. Yeah.
Nachon,
we said that yesterday, Baramoy. Yesterday we said we said Baramoy, that's right. Yes, when we go to Chazara today, all the shittas will speak all through clear. But there was a Machlokes Rebbe named Shemim Gamliel. There was a Machlokes Rebbe named Shemim Gamliel. And here, the Chachamim seem to be siding with Shemim Gamliel. Right? You're quite right. And we said yesterday in the third shitta, in the previous case, we were saying that they seem to be siding with Rebbe. So the Sages asked here this problem, not a problem, but why is Shas and the Chachamim here? The Chachamim, when you find the mouse and move the Chachamim from page A to page B, you still have to worry about more Chachamim. What happened to the opinion of Rebbe? So it says, Sages, the first character of Sages was, needs Chachamim hold like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Which is not like we said yesterday, B'shem the Baal HaMoed. Right? According to Sages, first character, these Chachamim hold like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And I, the argue Reb Shimon ben Gamliel here, very good. So the argue Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, how can you say the hold of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? That says there's two Chiddushim in Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. One Chiddush, he says you should know if you lose something, what you find is not what you lost. And the Chachamim say over here, the Chachamim got lost, so what you find is not what you lost. There's another Chiddush of Shimon ben Gamliel said, that in a case when you thought you put something down in one place and you find it somewhere else, you should know it was never lost. That's another opinion, another thing of Shimon Real held. And that the Chachamim disagree with him. So they agree with him on the Shitta that what you find is not what you lost. When something's lost, what you find you can't assume is what you lost.
That was
the opinion of Shimon Real by Akiva. Right? That was the opinion of Shimon.
They lost the
keva
over there, and
then
the
Chachamim
said,
"As you can." We had Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. We didn't have a Chachamim. Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, right? So Shai is all the Chachamim here. Who are the Chachamim? So it was Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Taita says these are about a whole line of Shimon Gamliel. That was the first test. Second test, and Taita says. That you're right, these Chachamim hold even like Rebbe. So why? They hold like Rebbe, why do you have to be chayshes for other Chachamim? They hold like Rebbe, what you lost, what you found. Answer is, so you don't know how many pieces were there in the first place. You don't know how many pieces were there in the first place. Since you don't know how many pieces, and now you find one piece or two pieces, but you have to be worried that maybe there's more. So maybe they're excited that this time that this rice holds even like Rebbe. Right, this story, this halacha, this machlikas here, is shayach even if you hold like that. Okay, we have one more tesis, and then Mishem Chazar of the cases. So one more tesis. This tesis is the reason why we're going to learn this tesis, although we don't normally run around when tesis talk about other places in Shas, don't normally learn it so much, is because there were a few people asked why we so machmeh here. And I think Mordechai put some color into this question yesterday about all type of foods. So let's see the status, isn't it? Let's see the status. Shani Oima. Hold on, Tommy, Nicholas Deshaun. Toima. Taita asked the question. Toima. Toima, the hocha. Of a pair comes up for him. Here, I think the first day you can pull him. Yabut Slodich is Talina Mardim Tommy. So, we don't need to go into all the cases, but the question of Satan's was, in our Gemara, we see clearly that was Chayshish, and Adam Tommy Nichol Kishon. The Chayshish, that Tommy person came in the house, stole your pushka, stole your carpet, stole your axe, and it was the Tommy the whole house. And the question is, if a pair comes to Nido, in the Gemara Nido, Gabi Kika Hanoson al Gabi Adah, the Mediv Tomei Munot Taftel. Let me explain what that case is, just so we should be able to understand what's going on. There was talking about, you had a loaf of bread on a plank of wood. Underneath it was something Tomei. And you find that piece, and on that piece of wood, on that shelf, There was a loaf of bread. The loaf of bread on the shelf, underneath the shelf was something tummy, and you find the loaf of bread adjacent on the floor next to that madaf, next to the thing tummy. You find the loaf of bread next to the thing that was tummy. And the only way that it could have got there, naturally, is if it would have fallen, had it fallen off the shelf, it would have landed on the dollar tongue. Right? So, what do you see there? You see what is the case. You have a shelf, a loaf of bread on the shelf. Under the shelf, something Tommy, Tommy Jarbon. And afterwards, when you come, you find that loaf of bread next to the shelf. Next to the thing, next to the dollar tongue. On the floor, wherever it is, next to the dollar tongue. Now, had it fallen, it would have fallen on that dollar tongue. So as soon as we say that loaf of bread is Tommy, must have fallen and become Tommy. And lo and behold, we say it's Toy. Why? Because we say an Odom Toy, somebody Toy picked up that loaf of bread and put it down on further away. So what's going on? In Nidah we say if something gets moved, an Odom Toy did it. And here in Alkemar we're saying if something got lost, who moves it? We have to be Chayshus for an Odom Toy. So are you Chayshus for Adam Tov or Adam Tommy? What's going on? It seems to be serious in Shas. And now Gemara, the Kadam got lost, or the Kadam got moved. She said, everything in the house is Tommy. Why? Because maybe the Adam Tommy came in and touched everything. A loaf of bread that was found elsewhere, we say, oh, don't worry, everything's good. It didn't fall. A person moved it, but that person who moved it is an Adam Tommy. Make up your mind. Tommy or Tommy, who are you Chayshus for? It says Rabbeinu Tam. It says Rabbeinu Tam. The Omer Be'ekama Shabbat. The Omer, we said in Be'ekama the Shabbat, Gozu al Sofik Kelim Hanimtsoi. It's a special Zerus, one of the Yudchet Zerus. They made the Zera for Sofik Kelim Hanimtsoi, the Loi Gozu al Sofik Eichlim Hanimtsoi. If you find a Kli and you don't know if it was touched by Dabba Tomei or Adam Tomei or Adam Tomei, Chazal will go there and said you have to treat it as a dovah tomei. But with food, not like that. So that's already the beginning of an answer for us here. You wonder why we're so machmeh here? Because it's one of the yuchas tefus. Not a bit met, the met. It's something which is a mitzvah you could have thought about. There's some walking, why should we assume he's tomei? It's something which is usually there to be choishes that was a Adam Tommy that did it. So Yossi's saying, so what's it got to do with chametz? If it's one of you that's there, what's it got to do with chametz? You want to answer Yossi? What's it got to do with chametz?
No, no,
this is a very simple answer. Here, what we saw in this story here was that the Kadam got misplaced, and we assume it was done by somebody else. Actually, we said it was somebody Tommy, and that's why the whole house is Tommy. But included in that din is that it was done by somebody else. It wasn't just forgot, they placed it somewhere without thinking. That's all we need for Chometz. The fact that you see that if you place Chometz down in one place and you find it somewhere else, you can assume it was done by somebody else. It wasn't done by you, forgetful. It was done by someone else. That's a given in this story. The Yudchez Zer of Yudchez Zer was we have to treat it that it was done by somebody Tommy. That's Yudchez, that's the Zer. But the fact that it was done by someone else, that's what says it. Maybe it was in by Tommy as well. You have to assume it was done by us. Imami says, place them out of territory. Another test. You want to know why by the bread we're making? Because why is it on the floor? Was it an earthquake? Why is the bread on the floor? Or next, why is it not on the shelf? Why is it not on the original shelf? You know why it's not on the original shelf? Because somebody, some good Samaritan was worried it's going to fall and become Tommy. Right? And that Samaritan is going to move it to stop it from becoming Tommy. Is that person Tommy or Tommy?
Obviously,
he's Tommy. Right. So says Tosfos, Inami Gami Kiko, Reglaim the Dovah. There's a clear proof for us, or Reglaim, not proof, a clear reason for assuming Shetohoi Hitsiro, that Tohoi person moved it. Shelo Yivro Ala Madov, so that it shouldn't fall on the Madov.
Yitame, and Bitame.
Right?
We is the Madov. We is the Madov. Is it in the house? It's outside the house?
Madov was underneath the blank roof. Yeah, in the house. The Madov is something Tommy.
Oh, just anything.
Yeah, something Tommy's
got.
Something
But I mean, no strange people come into your house. So surely you ask the Bnei Bayis. Who moved? Did anybody move such a thing?
Nobody remembers. Okay, so what's the two truths and the truth? Second question here, it's not really saying yet, but it's the biggest planet, but it's just important for us to realize why everything's summit. So here in the Gemara it says, according to the Chachamim, if you find an axe in a different location, it was done by an outside person. Who? Actually, it was something Tom. Somebody Tom. We have to replace it with Tom. It was done by somebody else. So that's why by it was done by a man. Now that you tell me it was done by somebody Tom, I have a question from the Gemara Nida. Gemara Nida, you also find food being moved from place to place. And we say, don't worry, it was done by somebody Tom.
Mm.
Well, it gives us the right. Yeah, it was done by Tommy. Sorry, and here we say we have to be sure it was done by person in the Tommy.
Because in India, Tommy is going to come take it and move it away. Because he understands that moving it away is going to work in the situation. You're trying to improve the situation in Nida.
Right, excellent. So the first test of taste is the chilek between food and kelim. The second thing, what Rabban is saying now, that this, the reason why it's been moved by food is because the guy wants to help out. If so, it's going to be tough. Because otherwise he's worsening the situation. I say again, here by Kalim, and the fact that he got moved, so now who moved it? So we have to be chesed, it was moved by somebody's tongue. Okay, so that takes us to the end of this halacha. Now, I was thinking, and I think it's a good idea, it's Thursday after all, that we should spend the next half an hour or so going through the last five cases that we had, speaking it through, making sure it's serious. We did it once before in the four cases. And now, so we're a little bit of chazara together on the last cases. We're going from a few of them with Aleph, the cases of, we have from Ibmea and Rabban, from there on. Because I think you can note at least for yourself of the different cases as you go, and then we get the whole picture. Because as we saw yesterday, a lot of these cases are connected, or can be connected. So the first case we had was
where are you starting in the Gemara?
Olu Bodak is on line 20.
Olu Bodak of Ashkach.
Yeah. Olu Bodak of Loy Ashkach.
Loy Ashkach.
Sophic Magus, first word on the line. 23, okay. 23. All Bodak Veloy Ashkach. We're not going to read it through word to word in the Gemara, because we've done that already. But we're going to discuss each case. Each case, discuss, and see how we're going to come out with it. So the first case was that the mouse went in, the guy went in after him, and he couldn't find the chomet. So what's the halacha in that case? He couldn't find the chomets. What's the halacha? So what the Gemara says, it's dependent on another machlokes to the men of Bono, about if I know there was some tumma under a gal, under a mound of stones, then even if I search through those mounds of stones and I don't find any chomets, then the mayor says it's still Tommy. We still have to assume that the tumma is there. I don't find the tumma, sorry. The mayor says you still have to assume the tumma is there. Now, so again, the Rabbanon say, once you search and you hit bedrock, everything's okay. That's what the Gemara brought down to explain as the basis for a solution of this shayla regarding chomets. So again, the shayla of the chomets was the mouse took chomets in the house. You couldn't find them out. You couldn't find the chametz. You checked. You couldn't find the chametz. So what's the, going to be the halacha at the end of the day? So who's going to help us out? What's going to be the halacha? Right. So what would they say here? What would the chacham say here?
You do a full search, a proper full search. If you don't find it, fine. And everything is right.
So you do a full search. If you didn't find it, you're okay.
Right. You do a full search to the best one. You have to really search properly.
So Yossi's saying you have to search properly, better than you would normally search. This we saw was a machlokes about it, but the Sami Shenu say, it means according to Chomer, you've done a good search, you've done it, right? You've done a search. And according to, okay, we'll get to Ramez soon. The Ram says it means you have to do more of a thorough search, right? That means you've done a reasonable search. Now you still haven't found your chometz, you do more of a thorough search. But once you've done more of a thorough search and you don't find your chometz, then what's going to be the halacha? You're okay. According to a mayor, you've done a thorough search and you didn't find the chometz. Do more of a thorough search. You've done more of a thorough search and you still haven't found your chometz. What's going to be the halacha?
Then
So Rashi says, first of all, should make a note. Rashi says, we have made the Rabbonim by biggest chomets.
Because it's Rabbonim, because biggest chomets is Rabbonim, that's why it's Michael.
So according to Rashi, there's no machlekes to make Rabbonim. It just means that if you want to know what the halacha is, have a look at the machlokes of Meir and Rabbanon there by Tumah, and maybe you'll understand that regarding Bdikas Chometz, everything is okay, because then Rabbanon, you can be Mekel, you've done a thorough search, maybe you have to do another thorough search, maybe, the Ram says like that, you have to do more of a Bdika, we saw also, I think, one of the other Rishonim said that you have to put the high part and the low part, more of a Bdika you've done,
okay.
Yeah. According to the mayor, do little. So it's this whole hold you have to do little and you don't need to do little. All the Digon, very good. So we're saying the mayor says, very good. The mayor says you have to do a bittle. And the Rabbanon needs to do a bittle. So we also ask, which we ask, the Rabbanon hold, you don't need to do a bittle. Every Digon is the kind of thing that's got to ask. It's the explained, the asking, which we explained that this new bidik was our mistake. You have to search a house that's not bothered. It's a search. It's a search house well. Once you search a house well, you have to do bidik. Why haven't you even done already bidik of chomets? And the house was all bothered. And then some piece of chomets came into your house. So now the reason why you have to get rid of that chomets is just because you've got like a bug on your lettuce. It's not because of the Hilchus, the deepest comments. They just say, I have to get rid of comments. I mustn't have comments in my house. Not Medin Takona, the deepest comments. You don't get it? There's something called the house that's not bothered. And there's something called the house that's bothered that's got a bayah. Do you hear the difference between that? House that's not bothered means this house that I know is never, but during the course of the year, there's been comments running around here. The Chazal and Machayev in such a case that you have to search the house well, but you also have to realize that could there be or miss something. And never yet do bittul. because maybe you'll find it on Pesach and you'll be upset about it and you'll be over by the house. Then again, the house was bothered. You've got a specific local problem. So there, says the Rabbanon, it doesn't have a konos tzedikah. So yeah, as long as you've done a tzedakah touch, you find it elsewhere, that piece, that particular problem, elsewhere. The general bdika I did done, I did special for the general bdika. Now I've got one problem. So where's this one piece of chometz? Elsewhere. Do I have to worry about that? Do I have to do another bit of, because why? Because maybe I'll, what will I find? I've done a thorough search. So maybe there's no need. It's only when this case where the house is full of chometz, and you're starting a house and it could be, you missed something, then they say you have to do this. Yeah, but since you did it, since it's a particular piece, it's one particular piece that we're worried about, and we didn't find it, it says, oh, well, that piece must be elsewhere, it must have gone.
The difference between searching for the unknown, which was searching the house that hasn't been bought, and versus searching for the known, you know something's there, and you've got to take care of it.
Right. Right. So that's how the Rishmur was asking. It's a good hour, and I shall ask this question. So, just again, let's put it down as on the table, the first case. The first case we had, which was case number 5, the first case we had was you went in, the mouse brought comments in there. I know there was comments in there. I went to look for it and I couldn't find it. What's the din? Halakhala Maisa, Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, everyone says it's okay. You don't need to do anything. It's okay. And Tosis says, no, there is a machlokes between a man and a bond. What's the machlokes? According to a mayor, you have to do bittul. From the Rabbanon, you don't need to do bittul. Right? Do you need to do an extra thorough search because you couldn't find it? Also, Machlokes is showing him. Some Rishonim say you have to do an extra thorough search because you couldn't find the home. Very good. Couldn't Some Rishonim the home would say you have to do an extra thorough search.
That's right.
What's that mean?
No, you searched already very well.
Right.
You have to search.
No. Because once you've done a thorough search, you've done a thorough search.
That's anything different.
Yeah, and why would you do it the second time, do a third time, fourth time, fifth time, all pencil can do it. Yeah, I've done.
Three times. Okay,
fine. That is, Yeah, Bernard, what was it?
Well, I want to clarify one bottom line. So it's twice the same that according to Rabbi Meir, you need bittul. According to Rabbi Meir,
you need bittul.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. According to Rabbanan, you don't. According to Rabbi Meir, you do. Okay, so that's that case. Now we move on to case number 2, or case number 6, however you want to call it. Ola Baldak Va'ashka. Now you went into that and you did find the chometz. What's the din now? You did find chometz. The mouthful and chometz, and you found chometz. What's the din now? So we said, what do we say? This is the basis on Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon. This is Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon. That what? That the child in Agave, if a caver got lost, and you found the caver, do you say the caver that you found is the caver that was lost? Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon. Rebbe said, it is, and Shimon says, it's not. So who are the machlokes? Right? If you find chometz, you don't know if that chometz was what you lost. According to Rebbe, it is. And therefore what?
You're
done. You don't need to do any further bedik. You're right. And according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel,
you have to continue looking
into it.
You don't have to be successful finding another tether or another piece of...
What happens if you don't find anything?
You've done a job.
You can rely on the one you found is the one that you lost.
Huh?
You can rely on the one you found is the one you lost.
Rely on the one you found, the one you lost?
No.
Sorry, rely that the one you found is the one you lost.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel just says Tidra Kol Hatzadeh Kulo. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, what's the point of doing Bedika? You can never believe that you found what you find is all there is. I mean, at some point we do believe it.
Okay.
I would think maybe the examination of Lehrin, the conflict between Rebbe and Rebbe Meir.
Okay.
And if it's Rebbe Meir, you have to continue looking and according to Rebbe.
So it's a good China. What would be a country of Meir? A country of something real that you can't assume what you found, what you lost, and you still have to assume there might be more chametz in the house, then would Rebbe Meir require you to do bittul?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If we put a similar meal with Rebbe Meir, would Rebbe Meir require you to do bittul?
Sure.
Yeah. Says?
Well, we don't know for sure. Because he only, I mean, theoretically you would say yes. But he only said that in the case where you didn't find it, where there's a reason to believe it might still be there. We don't know if he would say that in the case where you did find something.
That's right, Mordechai. We don't know. Because here you've got chametz. So what are you saying? You're going to remain until you find, the mayor said you have to take on that there's still chametz in the house until you know where it went. But now I know where it went. I've got it in my hand. I've found it. Assumingly, said you have to search the whole house. And you can't assume what you found, what you lost. You can't assume it. It shouldn't be if I try to find it. If I found one piece and I don't find anything else, then maybe I do have the right to assume that what I found now is what was lost. Maybe. And if so, then even a mayor would agree that you don't need to do a bit. So this is putting together the first case. But the second case, and it's not clear exactly what a mayor would say in this case. Yeah, I'm sure there is a difference. Yeah, you found something, you got something to pin it on. You have to keep looking, because maybe it's not that one.
Right.
You have to keep looking, maybe it's not that one. But if you don't find anything else, it could be even a mayor would be masking that you can assume that what you found is what you lost.
Okay, so about the principle of the Gemara, Kola, Boydek, Rishi, Evato.
Yeah, rather Kola, Boydek, Rishi, Evato, but we said beforehand that even though Kola, Boydek, Rishi, Evato, here, once you've already done your bittul, and now it's just a local problem to look for a particular piece of chametz, then there's no
the game on the principle that since the chametz you find might about to be the one that you've lost, then maybe that original bittul wasn't enough. So that's why you got to do bittul again.
Yeah, if you hold the net that even after searching everything, even with finding one piece, I still have to worry that it's not the piece that I lost, then you're right, you'd have to do bittul. That's the side of which we're discussing. Is that true or not? It's not
right.
You must say
that according to Rabban Gamliel, because Rabban Gamliel says you can't rely that it's the piece that you found. That's why it makes
that's
you go
right.
So
what does Shimon Gamliel mean? Yeah, what do you mean you can't rely? It means if you find one piece, it could be that the other piece is still there. But what happens when you search the whole house, and you found just the one piece? So you did the whole house. Would you similarly now agree that what you found is what you lost? Because you have searched the whole house.
He seems to say that you can't make that extension. When you find something, doesn't mean that someone
is
nothing. Okay, so that was that case.
Well, the question is, how does that come out if you have found the piece and done the complete search?
Right. If we don't plug in Rebbe Meir here. If we don't plug in Rebbe Meir, yeah. Yeah. Rebbe. Rebbe is very good. As soon as you find one piece, we can assume it's the piece you lost.
Even though, that means that Rebbe is still going.
Okay. Next case. Case number three. And you have 10 and you find 10. You left 9 and you find 10. Right? 9 and 10. So machleik is Rebbe and Rabban. No. What's machleik is Rebbe and Rabban on? You left 9 and you found 10. What's it going to do there? What was it? Where was their machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan regarding what?
The verse is new
chain.
The machlokes is Ma'aseh Sheni. Right? You left one bag of coins and you found two bags of coins. That we said, according to Rebbe, what's the din?
It's a brand new bag.
We have a mix of shenim together, right? So you have a mix of mitzvah shenim and chulin together. And according to Rabbanon, it's entirely chulin. Even the kula.
Because the new ones that you find are brand new ones, and they're both kulin, then the mitzvah shenim is not whatever.
Right. So how does that plug back into Hilchos Zikos Chomer? Because since, like the Gemara basically says, it's talking about they're tied together. These bags are tied together. Now you find new ones. So, a stoma, what was taken, was if someone takes one, it takes a whole lot together. Right, nine and became ten.
Nine was just one, nine bags.
You have to say it was a few bags of money. Yeah? A few bags of money, you find an extra bag of money.
Only one and two.
One money. Money is 100 coins. So it could mean two bags. Yeah? So it was tied together, and then you find another bag. So, or another few bags. So according to Rabbanon, we say, could be. And Rabbanon says we don't assume such things. Because people don't do that. So come to Rabbanon, we take on, it's all new. But the Chomet, come to Rabbanon, we take on. Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? For Chomet, now that we plug that into Chomet.
Is what you find what you left or not?
According to Rabbi, what do you have to do because Chomet?
No.
No. Not to search at all. And come to Rabbanon. What would you have to do?
You have to search for the original nine.
And then the next case, where there was 10 and you find 9. Also, because my colleague is Rebbe Shem, what would that be, Nafkamina? How would we plug that into Chometz?
Oh, Rebbe would say you only have to search for one.
Rebbe says you have to search for one.
And by the, you have to search for all 10.
Search for 10. So coming out, we said, in the case, these are the last two cases, 3 and 4. According to Chachamim, you have to look for the original amount of Chometz that there was, right? You have to search that out. What would be if you find the original amount? What would be if you find it? Huh? What do you mean, don't know? Why do you have to search more? Who tells you that? Who told you that?
Rabbi.
You find, you had originally 10 and you find 9. So, says Rabbanon, you have to search. So you search. You found 10 pieces. You have to keep going. You have to keep searching.
No, you're saying no.
You're saying yes. So tell me what you're thinking. Tell me why.
But according to Rashbagi, no.
Rebbe. According to Rebbe, says Yeshua, according to Rebbe, you found 10 pieces. That means according to Rebbe, that holds that what you lost is what you find, yeah? So case number two. According to Rebbe, that held that what you lost is what you found, or you find what you lost. Rebbe would tell me that if you would then search out, you find one piece. So according to Rebbe, that's what an answer, yeah. And according to Rabban, you have to look for 10 pieces, once you find 10 pieces, also enough. Right? You don't need to continue searching the entire house for it. But if you would hold like Shim Ben Gamliel, in case number two, if you would hold like Shim Ben Gamliel, that even if you find
a piece, or two pieces, or 10 pieces,
so you would have to keep searching, right? Number two was, you should make a note of that, because it's going to be that you searched the house and you found it. You did, and you found it. Autobots, because that's the answer you found. Right? Oh, you found a cave that they got lost in the field, and you found the cave. So it comes to Rebbe, what you lost is what you found. And then, well, let's stop. So if you lost 10 pieces, tell me a number, and you find 10 pieces, you can stop them. It comes to Shimon Gamliel. No. You can't be sure that you found what you lost until you search the entire house. Right? He says the entire house. So now, the shaila is, when the Gemara here says you lost 9, and you lost 10, and you found, you had 10, and you found 9, what the Chachamim is saying? Chachamim say you have to be worried about 10 pieces. Right? But it sounds from the Chachamim that they're saying, but once you find the 10 pieces, you're okay, you don't need to do any more batika. It sounds like they're passing like Rebbe. Okay, this is, since they tell you, we have a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabban on him. How many pieces do you have to be concerned about? Right? Rebbe says one piece, Rabban says 10 pieces. But what's an afkemenu? If you're all by Shimon ben Gamliel, you only have to search the whole house. What's an afkemenu if it's 1 pieces or 10 pieces?
You search
the whole
house.
Yesterday. If you have to search the whole house, then what's afkemenu? How many pieces have to be worried about?
Very good.
So here we have a gemalta gemachlik zishayim. According to the Valamoy, if they're telling you that you're telling me you have to be concerned about 1 piece, and I'm saying you have to be concerned about 10 pieces, then they're telling me that after that you're okay.
That's enough.
Which is like Rebbe, not like Shimon ben Gamliel. Why?
Because the next piece
is going to go to them.
Not very wise.
No, not very. In this case. Turns out because you're mixing yourself up. In this case, the Gemara was written in the state of a reason. In this case, you had 9. You have 10 and you find 9. According to Rebbe, you look for 1 piece. According to Chama, look for 10 pieces. But what's an Achimini? You don't have to search the whole house. Says the Baramoy, if they're arguing about how many pieces to look for, it must be that they pass in that Lachi is like Rebbe. The Lachi is like Rebbe that once you find what you've lost, you don't need to keep searching. Because otherwise, what's an Achimini? How many pieces of it? What's an Achimini? You're telling me I have to look for 1 piece, and you're telling me I have to look for 10 pieces. Well, I'm going to have to search the whole house anyway. Anyway, I have to search the whole house from top to bottom. What's not coming? Is there any practical difference between Rebbe and Bonon when you left 10 pieces and you found 9 pieces? Tell me a practical difference. According to Rebbe, what do you have to do? No, and once you've found the one, you can stop. That shit is Rebbe. According to Chacham, what do you have to do? So it's all out. So don't tell me because we're saying that there's still 10 pieces dot around. You know, maybe only 1 piece is left. But you anyway have to search the whole house. If you're not in Shimon ben Gamliel, you anyway have to search the whole house from top to bottom, right? So what's the afkemenu?
I think nothing. You find all 10.
Yeah. Oh, very good, very good, very good. Excellent. Excellent. You get a star, put over here. Very good. So the Balamari said, since the Chachamim are telling you how many pieces to look for, it means they're saying that once you found those 10, you don't need to search more. No, I'm telling you what the Balamari is saying, not what you're saying. The Balamari is saying that since they're telling you to look for 10, then once you've found your 10, you don't need to search for more. Because if they would tell you anyway I have to search your house, it doesn't make a difference for me to know how many pieces I have to look for. Because I anyway have to search your house. That's what Balamari is saying. But the Ran, Yossi, and Rebyakis have all said, no, we could be that we pass Ebshim, but you have to search your house. You do have to search your house. But what happens if you don't find 10 pieces? You only find 1 piece. What do you do then? You don't find 10 pieces, you only find 1 piece. So according to Rebbe, you wouldn't need to do better. But according to Shimon ben Gamliel,
no.
Even after you search the whole house, but there was piece is missing.
Right, then you'd have
so you'd have to do bittul, right? And says the Ran, the Yossi, you're very active. There's no rise from this Gemara that we pass in my Rebbe. The fact that Chachamim said you have to look for 10 pieces is not going to tell me once you found your 10, you stop looking. It's not going to tell me that. It's going to tell me if you don't find your 10, oh, you've got a problem. You have to do bittul. That's an extra research. If you don't find your 10, you've got a problem. That's what they're going to say.
Often you have to go high and low.
If you don't find your 10.
What if you found one?
Yeah.
Come on. Then, until you prove otherwise, they hold 10. If you found two, it seems that they are right. Then you're proper searching beforehand. But if you find only one after doing it, then the greater likelihood is that the one that was missing is the one that was...
No.
The one you found is one of the missing.
No, since they said you that all chulim, my understanding, they said it's all chulim, it means they're telling you that we know this is new stuff. We know it's new stuff. That's the other one. Why can't you make sure? Right.
I don't know why they tell me when you find three pieces, when you have three pieces, you know, one of them is not kosher, and you can eat all three of them.
That's this little row. That's nothing to do.
I'm saying the kids didn't, whatever reason, even if you know something about it, you still give it a certain halachic status. Not proof. Is it proof?
Which is just an assumption. I have to have fun. Next routing, you find crumbs. Somebody stole the mouse of the loaf. Some crumbs, the size of the loaf. Can we assume that these crumbs are the loaf? Or you have to still look? Or do you still have to keep going? Right, obviously, you find crumbs. crumb of bread or a piece of bread, you put a crumb of
bread. Then you have them together.
Hello?
She's frozen and the sound is gone.